Reds is probably Warren Beatty's greatest film. As writer, producer, director, and star, it's certainly his most personal. An epic historical drama, which marshaled the vast commercial resources of Paramount Pictures in 1980-1981 into the creation of an essentially non-commercial product, Reds, in the director's own words, was a 3.5-hour movie about a communist who dies. That communist was American liberal journalist John Reed, who chronicled the 1917 Russian Revolution in his classic book, 10 Days That Shook the World. Reed's account so captured the emotion and historical significance of this event that when he died in Russia in 1920, he was acclaimed a Bolshevik hero, given a state funeral, and buried in the Kremlin, the only American to hold that distinction. Reds tackles the development of the American left political movement in the United States between 1915 and 1920, the East-West social and political upheaval of the times, the relationship between Reed and social progressive Louise Bryan, portrayed by Diane Keaton, the events that led to Reed's writing of 10 Days That Shook the World, and Reed's work in the formation of the American Communist Party in 1919. Sprawling, brilliantly photographed, cast, and written with one of the greatest pre-intermission sequences in the history of movies, Reds is first and foremost a love story set amidst the epic backdrop of the Russian Revolution and the birth of American communism, and it is suffused with political, polemical, and dialectical arguments about socialism and art versus politics. Like Wells' Citizen Kane, it is also bracing, cold, arresting and intelligent, and takes subsequent viewings to warm up to and digest. It is also as uncompromised a Hollywood project as Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo, Spike Lee's Bamboozled, Howard Hawks' Bringing Up Baby, or any of Stanley Kubrick's films, for that matter, post-2001 A Space Odyssey. Motivated by Beatty's own political activism of the time, Reds seems strangely relevant today in view of the endless assaults upon the Constitution, freedom, and human rights of the Bush administration, and the hijacking of the Republican Party by Christian evangelicals. Beatty, with the help of English playwright and Marxist Trevor Griffiths, makes clear his admiration for the party's ideals as opposed to what it became in practice in later years in a climactic speech which is one of the most cogent delineations between political idealism and pragmatism in the history of American political cinema.
You see yourself as an artist and at the same time as a revolutionary, as a lover to your wife, but also as a spokesman for the American
Zinovia,
party.
If you don't think a man can be an individual and be true to the collective, or speak for his own country and the international at the same time, or love his wife and still be faithful to the revolution, you don't have a self to give.
Would you ever be willing to give yourself to this revolution?
When you separate a man from what he loves the most, what you do is purge what's unique in him. And when you purge what's unique in him, you purge dissent.
Camaraderie.
And when you purge dissent, you kill the revolution. Revolution is dissent.
Camaraderie.
You don't rewrite what I write. No.
If there's a flaw in Reds, it's that it's stuffed to the brim with characters and situations which fly by so fast that one is barely able to take them in, and which on their own would make compelling subjects for other feature-length movies. John Reed's coverage of Pancho Villa and insurgent Mexico, the politics of World War I, historical personages like entrepreneur Max Eastman, playwright Eugene O'Neill, and political activist Emma Goldman, or for that matter, any one of the real-life witnesses who frame and historically presence the on-screen drama. And these include Henry Miller, Hamilton Fisk, and Adela Rogers St. Johns, who we are told wrote the Nixon Checker speech. But this is also Red's strength. Its scope, writing, and cinematic density are so rich that they become more and more interesting and emotional on repeated viewings. The deluxe 2-disc Paramount Home Video release also contains superb extras, 7 short Witness to Reds films covering every aspect of production, written, produced, and directed by the stalwartly reliable Laurent Bozzaro, which tell you everything you ever wanted to know about this extraordinary achievement in American Hollywood filmmaking. The release of Reds on DVD from Paramount Home Video 25 years after its initial theatrical release, 12 Academy Award nominations, and 3 wins, including Best Director for Warren Beatty, is a cause for rejoicing and a must-own for any serious movie lover. Reds is now available on DVD from Paramount Home Video.